Good morning. Today we again follow the order of service printed out in your bulletin. Our opening hymn today, as we give thanks, is hymn 785. We praise you, O God. Hymn 785. I ask you to please stand. We pray. O Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come into your presence to seek your mercy, to hear your word, and to offer up our prayers and praises. Hear us for the sake of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his atoning sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Amen. Our psalm for today is Psalm 103, and we will read this together in unison. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judges for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us therefore confess our sins unto the Lord, and look to him for mercy and forgiveness in the atoning sacrifice of Christ Jesus, who has redeemed us from all our iniquities. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, desires, words, and deeds. We therefore flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of Jesus' holy life and his atoning sacrifice on the cross, I announce unto you the grace and mercy of God, and in the name instead of Jesus Christ our Savior, proclaim to you forgiveness for all your sins through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. We join in confessing our faith. We do so today in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which is found on the inside back cover of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We will continue by singing the song that is printed out in your bulletin. Before we sing this, I would like to read to you from Psalm 107, which is where this song comes from. Psalm 107 is a beautiful psalm about giving thanks, but it also speaks about the foolishness of God's people so many times to turn away from him, and how God has to afflict them, and then when they turn back to the Lord, how he shows them mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze, and cut the bars of iron in two.
Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. They are at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. He satisfies the longing soul, fills the hungry soul with goodness. Let them understand, let them understand, and give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks. Thanks. His goodness. His wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates, hearts of bronze, and cuts the hearts and iron in two. Let them understand, let them understand, and give thanks to the Lord. For he is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. for his mercy endures forever. To the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works, to the children of men, let them sacrifice giving and declare his words with the truth. We rejoice. Let them understand. Let them understand. And give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks for his mercy and his thanks to the Lord for his goodness, his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him in the congregation of the people and praise assembly of the mature. Let them understand. Let them understand. And give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks for his mercy endures
forever. A new one and a little difficult because of the rhythm that's difficult, but if we practice it a while, we may get it down. And the beautiful thing about this song and a lot of this, all the songs that this particular songwriter writes, other than because he plays by ear and doesn't write music, it makes it difficult for the piano. But the beautiful thing about it is, he says, freely given, freely give. No copyright issues. We don't have to worry about streaming or anything like that. We can sing them freely and use them however we see fit. Our scripture lesson for today is from Psalm number 52. Yeah, Psalm number 92. I pulled the wrong bookmark out, and so here I was in the wrong place. Psalm 92, the first six verses. And if you notice in the notes that this is a psalm for the Sabbath day, so it was a psalm which was included in Sabbath worship for God's people. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. And of course, the psalm continues on, and I encourage you to read it at home. What we learn from this psalm and elsewhere in the scripture is that a Christian, as a fruit of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, gives thanks. It is the natural result of trusting in Christ for mercy and forgiveness, and having faith in all God's promises to care for us, to provide for us. It is a belief in the Holy Scriptures that indeed they are true in all that they teach and say, and so we are moved to give thanks to the Lord. And so one who acknowledges his utter sinfulness and sees his hopeless situation, but comes to know and to trust that in Jesus Christ, because of his holy life, his innocent sufferings and death, that God is merciful, that he forgives our sins and accepts us when we trust in the Lord Jesus. This moves him to give thanks. As I've talked about in Bible class, you know, we're about to celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving, and people speak about being thankful, but so seldom do they speak about who, to whom they are thankful. You know, they're thankful that they have all these things, but they don't know the one who has given them and provided them for them. As Christians, we know who the God is who created us, who gave us life in our mother's wombs, and we know that in spite of our sinfulness, he sent his son to die for us and to pay the price for our sins that we might look to him in faith and be forgiven and accepted by God and have eternal life in his kingdom. To be thankful certainly fits together with the Ten Commandments of our Lord God. As we look at the commandments, you know, the commandments begin by telling us, God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved or a graven image. And it continues on. When we recognize who it is who is God, to have no other gods before him is certainly to be thankful. If we are not giving thanks to God, are we really acknowledging him as first and foremost in our life? Or if you think of the next commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Certainly this means that we should not misuse God's name, but it implies then that we should be using it rightly. Well, how do we use God's name rightly? It is by praising it, honoring it, and giving thanks. You know, as Luther says, to pray, praise, and give thanks. We might also think of the end of the commandments where it says, you shall not covet. And, you know, it lists things that we should not covet: our neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Really the inverse, the opposite of coveting is being thankful and trusting that what God has given us is indeed good and right for us. And when we covet, we're not thankful for what God has given us, but we're saying, God, you know, you haven't given us enough, or you haven't given us what is really good for us. And of course, if you go back to the Garden of Eden, the first sin really was a sin of lack of trust in God and covetousness, because the serpent presented the fruit to Eve and said, you know, this is a tree desirable to make you wise, to be like God, knowing good and evil. And Eve looked at it and said, you know, it's desirable to make us wise. The fruit looks good. It's beautiful fruit. And she ate and gave to Adam, and he ate. And how often are we not like that? God gives us all these blessings, and all we think about is something else we think we should have, that we deserve or need, and seek after those things, and we fail to acknowledge that God has given us all that we need, that he provides for us, and we fail to give him thanks. And so really, the opposite or the inverse of being thankful is not to be satisfied, to covet, to desire those things God has not given us. And as we look at, you know, the commandment, you know, People are not satisfied with their spouse. They wonder if maybe someone else might be better. Or people are not satisfied with, you know, their servants, or they're not satisfied with the property and the food that God has given them. They're not satisfied with their house, their car. And so they always want more instead of thanking God for what he has provided. The Bible also tells us what God says of those who know the truth, who know that there is an all-wise and almighty God, and yet are not thankful. We read in Romans chapter 1, verses 20 through 21, and really this is part of the section from 18 to the end of the chapter. But here it says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." And so notice that even though all of creation testifies to the fact that there is a God, he's an all-wise, almighty God who created and holds all these things together, that man in his foolishness is not thankful. He does not acknowledge God. And so it's a fruit of foolishness and unbelief not to be thankful. And notice that God says, because they do this, their foolish hearts become darkened. They do not see and understand the truth. Psalm 92, like so many of the other psalms, remind us to give thanks to the Lord. I think of, you know, our psalm today. I know it was a long psalm to read, but Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then it begins to list the blessings, the benefits that God gives us. "Who forgives all your iniquities." What would happen if the Lord did not forgive all our iniquities? Where would we stand with him? We would be condemned. But for Jesus' sake, he forgives all our iniquities. "Who heals all your diseases." God didn't heal our diseases, you know. Simplest little bug, the simplest common cold would be our end. But God heals our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns our lives. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, he executes righteousness and judgment for those who are oppressed, those who suffer. God comes to their aid. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel, and he's made his ways known to us through the pages of Holy Scripture as well. His acts are recorded for us there that we might learn of him. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. I don't know how much more beautiful a passage you can have than that. Now, that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. How thankful we can be that God deals with us in mercy and forgiveness rather than in judgment according to our iniquities. As it says here, he will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger with us forever. Even though he has to chasten us at times, he will not keep his anger with us forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And so God is gracious and merciful. He forgives our sins instead of holding them against us. Many other psalms speak of these blessings. Psalm 92 points out, a senseless man does not know and understand this. And many times we have to admit that we are senseless, foolish, not understanding who God is and what he has done for us. And of course, the people of this world don't know and recognize what God has done for them, what he continues to do every day, even though they don't see it. And like Jesus says, that, you know, his Father gives rain on the just and on the unjust. The just may recognize it and give him thanks, but the unjust get rain and they go on and don't recognize who it is who gives them these things. So a senseless man does not know and understand this, but praising God and giving him thanks for his wonderful works, whether we do it with musical instruments, whether we struggle to sing songs, or whether we do it with reading of psalms and hymns, these are the fruits of faith. They're the result of believing what God says to us in his word, acknowledging our sins, and being so thankful that he sent his son to die for us, that in Jesus we have forgiveness for our sins, that God accepts us as his children and gives us eternal life. And so as the psalm says, it's good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. And I think if we just sit back and think, and oftentimes if I wake up during the night and I can't go back to sleep right away, all I can think about is how thankful I can be that God has so richly blessed me, that he forgives my sins because I don't deserve anything from him, that he loved me enough to send his son to die for me, and that in Jesus we have not only all the blessings of this life, but we have something far better awaiting us because God has forgiven our sins and he gives us eternal life with him in the new heavens and the new earth. So those who trust in him and his mercy rejoice and give thanks and praise to him for all he has done. I'd like you to bow your heads with me and join in prayer. O gracious and merciful God, we thank you and praise you for creating us in our mother's wombs and giving us life, for blessing us with all good things and sustaining our lives in this world, for sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, into this world as a true man, that he might in our stead keep your commandments and then suffer the just punishment for our sins and rise again, that we might look to him in faith and be pardoned, forgiven, and granted eternal life in communion with you. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue by bringing forward our offerings. Again, I ask you to please stand. Merciful Father, for the sake of the shed blood of your Son, Christ Jesus,
Forgive us for failing to walk by faith in the promises of your word. Forgive us for failing to be thankful. Move us to read and study our Bibles regularly and to come before you with our petitions and praises. Keep us from being overcome by our sinful inclinations and preserve us in the true and saving faith unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. O Christ Jesus, eternal Son of God and our Savior, you gave your life for ours when you died on the cross and made atonement for our sins. Bless the work of our pastor and congregation and of faithful pastors, missionaries, and congregations everywhere, so that your life-giving word might be proclaimed among us and among the peoples of the world, and those who hear might repent of their sins and look to you and your cross for pardon and forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. O Holy Spirit, do not forsake us because of our weakness and disobedience to your word. Be patient with us and move us to continually repent of our sins and look in faith to our Savior for mercy. Teach us from your word, strengthen and keep us in the true and saving faith. Lord, in your mercy. O loving and merciful God, our nation and people are living in darkness and under your wrath and judgment. Open the eyes and ears of our people and rulers, that they may see and hear the truth of your word, repent of their evil deeds, and fall down at the feet of Jesus, pleading for pardon and forgiveness, and then seeking to walk in your ways, that your judgment may be turned away and your eternal wrath against us be averted. Lord, in your mercy. O healer and preserver of our bodies and souls, as you have promised, we ask you to provide for all our needs and to preserve us from all harm and danger and all evil. We lift up to you those among us who are afflicted. We remember, especially today, Linda, Joyce, Carl, Richard, Harley, Donna, John, and Karen, and all others we name in our hearts. Have mercy upon us, grant healing to the sick, comfort to the oppressed, and strength for all to endure the troubles and afflictions of this life in the hope of everlasting glory, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. We join also in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I read to you the words of institution from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Again, I invite you to come forward. You and you also, Oliver, and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. The Lord bless you and keep you in his baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Now may this holy body and precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you for Jesus' sake. We pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, we thank you for fulfilling all righteousness in our stead, and then taking upon yourself the guilt and punishment for all our sins, and making full atonement for us by your perfect sacrifice on the cross. And we thank and praise you for giving us to partake of your one holy sacrifice, that we might also partake of the blessings you won for us by your death and have made sure to us by your glorious resurrection. Strengthen and keep us in the true and saving faith, and move us to live our lives for you while we await your glorious return and the joys of your everlasting kingdom. Amen. Receive now the benediction of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. We will again sing, give thanks with a grateful heart.